The Gemara Daf Mevav and Beis is discussing the mitzvah of Levaya, being Malava and Areach comes to your house, and the Gemara says how chashuv a mitzvah it is, and anyone who's not Malava is kilu shevich damim. And the Gemara gives shiur, and the Gemara says, Arav l'talmud adibur shalir, chaver l'chaver atchum shabbos, talmud l'rav ein lo shir. And we see there's very, very large shurim to the mitzvah of Levaya. And the question is, we don't seem to be makban on this nowadays. We're not makban on the mitzvah of Levaya in Bechlal, definitely not on the tchum shabbos or ibur shalir. And why are we not makbid on this? And in the Sefer Emek Bracha, he brings down that this is on page Kuf Lamed Hey, he says that he asked the Chazanish's question, why are we not makbid on the mitzvah of Levaya today? And the Chazanish told him, he says, the Efshar Shechiv Levaya Eino Elo L'misha Hayoch M'derech Yechidi. L'ka Yerim Shnoisim Harba Noshim Yachah Nasu Kolachim Levaya L'chaveir. Today, when the mitzvah of Levaya is when they used to travel alone, there's no one in the street, then there's a mitzvah of Levaya. But today, people, there's a lot of people on the street, everyone becomes a Levaya L'chaveir. There's like an automatic Levaya, and therefore, there's no mitzvah, there's no chiv to actually go ahead and be Malava as Chavera. That's the Hatter that brings down Meshem L'Chazanish. It's brought down Meshem Abar and Leib Steinman that he had a Shtar Kakash in this. This is in the Sefer Elo Betamar from Abar and Leib, and I think it's a quote from the Sefer Lotaira where he asks from the Pasuk by Avram Avinu. It says by Avram Avinu, it says, Avram Haylach Imam L'Shalchem, he went to be Malava the Archim. And Rashi says, Haylach L'Avaisim Kasav Archim, and he went to be Malava them because he thought they were Archim. So even though it wasn't one person going yichidi, they were going, there was a bunch of malachim together, afal pichin, there was a mitzvah levaya. So factor by and leib, you see that even when you're not yichidi, even when you're with other people, there's a mitzvah levaya, and that l'chayis k'negin l'chazanish, who said that when there's a bunch of people together, there's no mitzvah to be melava. I think maybe you can answer that what the Chazanish meant was not that when you have two or three people walking together, there's no mitzvah levaya, you might still have a mitzvah levaya then, but he means to say that that's only when you're going into a desolated street. In those days, the drachim were empty. So even three people going there, they're going to an empty street. They're all alone. Today, streets are full of people. It's not that you're walking with two people, but there's the whole street is a mitzvah. So if it's just around and it's full of people, the mitzvah levaya was never said when you're walking into a place full of people. It's only when you're walking into a place that has no people. But even if you're walking with other people, that's not enough to path you from levaya. It has to be into a makom which is populated and full of people. And therefore that perhaps didn't apply by Avraham Avinu. He himself says Abayin Leib, he wants to say a different heter, why people are not nizer today, that maybe the wholeness is only when you're walking, you know, with your feet. But if you're driving in a car, maybe there's no chiyuv levaya today, but a lot of people are driving, they're not walking, so maybe that would be another heter, why there's no mitzvah of levaya. Either way, it seems to be that l'chol apachas l'shir da'al amas is something to be makbid on. And the Megbracha says that it could be the shir da'al amas is only once you leave your house, but walking me malavim in your house to the door, that's not enough. You have to walk in da'al amas mechutz labay. So definitely chatchila, it's taiv to be makbed, to be malava, I guess, either for sure to the door, and maybe even a couple amas beyond that, to be mekayim the ikadin of levaya, even though there seems to be a different aterim to be semecha, not to be mekayim the ikadin mitzvah levaya nowadays. And I'll just be mesayim with a maisa brought down in the Avos Chesed from the Chafetz Chaim, when he talks about the mitzvah of levaya, and he says over there that there was a person who was a Yaduadik, a big Machnas Archim. He really was a Meis Nefesh for the Mitzvah Machnas Archim. And one day his house burnt down and he was very bothered. Everyone was bothered. He was such a tzaddik, such a Machnas Arech. Why did his house burn down? And he brings B'Shem Magadol Echon, which I think that they say was the Gra, that he said that, it says that by Avraham Avinu, it says, V'ita Eshel, he planted an Eshel. That's how he did his Achnasus Archim, and it says that Eshel is Rashitevis, Achila, Shasiya, and Levaya. That's the chivun to your guests. You have to feed them, and you have to be malava them as well. And this person was makbid on the Achila and Shasiya. He fed them, but he wasn't makbid on Levaya. He wasn't makbid to be malava them. And if you take away the lamed from Eshel, you're left with Esh, with fire, and that's why his house burnt down. So we see the chshivas in the midst of Levaya, how a person has to be makbid to be malava. And when malava, I guess, it gives it seems like a little thing, but it gives them tremendous chashivas. They feel like, you don't just want to get rid of them. They're not important, but you're makshiv them, you're malava them out, you want them to stay, it shows a chashivas for them. So it's a small thing that could bring a tremendous chashivas to the archim. And even though there's different a term nowadays, but as much as one could be makbid to be malava, it is a mitzvah which has a tremendous matas schar, as we see over here in the Gemara.